Moments in Time, Reflections from the Past, intended to bring you a glimpse of the history of Cook County.
On March 9th, 2013, the Cook County Historical Society held a storytelling event at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais. Grand Portage Elder Billy Blackwell moderated the event.
Okay, thank you very much. And the idea that we're doing here is trying to show you that Cook County has a history that's unbelievable, in a fantastic history. And we have seven speakers tonight that are going to tell you a lot of things. You might know a little bit of it.
One of the guest speakers at the event was Sue Kerfoot, longtime resident of the Gunflint Trail and owner of Gunflint Lodge.
And now I'm going to take you way back. You can talk about way back, but that's only recent history. I'm going to take you back to a day that occurred 1,500 million years ago. And that is part of the stories of the meteorite 10 miles long that landed in Sudbury, Ontario, 5 miles away from here, or 500 miles away. And the Minnesota Geological Survey, particularly Mark Jursa, has been doing a lot of studying into Gunflint Rock. That's this, which I can do my exercises holding this up. Anyway, it's got flint in it. And if you look at the rock, you'll see the little pieces of flint in it. And it's very unique, and nobody ever knew where it came from. Well, Mark did some work, and he found out that this rock, located on the north shore of Gunflint, is called ejecta. And it's part of the stuff that was spewn up when the meteorite landed. And I think the thing that's most interesting to me is, okay, this meteorite landed and it vaporized. This area at this time was covered by a lake. And the meteorite spewed all this stuff out. And this is the storyline for one day. In 13 seconds, there was a fireball here from Sudbury, Ontario. And it was enough to give third-degree burns and ignite trees. In 2 to 3 minutes, there were earthquakes that they estimate were 1.2 on the Richter scale, and buildings collapsed on Gunflint Lake. Well, I'm not sure what buildings were there, but they would have. In 5 to 10 minutes, the ejecta, that would be the Gunflint Rock, arrives. By 40 minutes, there was an air blast of wind speeds up to 1,400 miles per hour. And then 1 to 2 hours later, there was a tsunami over this very shallow lake. And during this one day, there was so much ejecta that it now forms a layer underneath the Rove Formation that is 25 feet deep. So it's very interesting. But it gives you an idea of just how old our history is here.
You've been listening to Moments in Time. It's about sharing stories and preserving memories from our region's past. This feature was produced by WTIP, North Shore Community Radio, in Grand Marais, Minnesota, online at WTIP.org, and the Cook County Historical Society, with support from Minnesota's Legacy Fund.